The Bush administration says it expects to work with whatever government is formed in Pakistan and hopes that the new government will also work with Pervez Musharraf. Many critics of U.S. policy say this is the time for Washington to change its approach and stop relying so heavily on Musharraf. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has that story.
Many see the vote as a defeat for U.S. policy, a sign that Pakistanis are fed up with President Musharraf and the Bush administration's attitude that he's an indispensable ally in the war on terrorism.
Last time I checked, we weren't on the ballot.
That State Department spokesman Sean McCormick, who made clear the U.S. didn't see the vote as a setback, but rather a step forward for Pakistan in terms of democracy and a potential step forward for U.S. efforts to tackle violent extremism. He urged political parties to work together.
We are going to continue our work with President Musharraf and whatever that new government may be on goals of our national interest. And we have a deep national interest in fighting violent extremists, breaking up those terror cells that may operate from Pakistani territory.
The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Democrat Joseph Biden, said the election results should encourage a real shift in U.S. policy. Speaking in Islamabad today, Biden called for a tripling of non-military assistance and an approach that's much broader, less focused on President Musharraf. An analyst with the Center for American Progress, Brian Katulis, who's also in Pakistan to observe the vote, said the election does offer the U.S. an opportunity.
This represents a possible opening to shift to a new strategy that's not so focused on personalities, but is rather focused on developing a more comprehensive approach that's trying to build stronger relations with the Pakistani people and to help the development of this country, not purely through a military lens, but through the economic development. I think this is a real opening.
A former State Department official, Daniel Markey, sees another potential opening in the Northwest Frontier Province, part of the country where the U.S. says al-Qaeda and Taliban militants have found safe haven. A Pashtun Nationalist Party and the late Benazir Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party did well there, defeating a group of religious parties. Markey says the U.S. might be able to make some inroads by helping the local government with development aid.
This new government could be actually very helpful to the United States and to the West in terms of providing a local face of moderation, one that is inclined to treat problems of militancy and extremism and work with the international community to do so. I think they could be a very useful partner for the United States as we look to do more in the tribal areas and in that part of Pakistan. So that's a real positive.
Markey, who's now with the Council on Foreign Relations, says the likely changes at the top in Islamabad could also be positive. As he puts it, it's better to have civilians running the country and elected leaders rather than coup leaders in government. But there are dangers in the short run as the backroom deal-making gets underway.
All of the Pakistani civilian political leaders are going to be very distracted from any issues that have to do with things the United States cares most about and are probably going to be so focused on political maneuvering that they will really neither devote time nor energy towards treating these problems that we see as being so incredibly urgent.
U.S. diplomats have been reaching out to all the players, but the Bush administration is likely to stay relatively silent in public about the results until the final tally is in. As Markey says, there's nothing that hurts a Pakistani candidate like the kiss from Washington. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.